You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast. It's a Friday and my name is Jack, and joining me, it's Pimmers. How are you?
A very good afternoon to you, Jack. I'm very well indeed. And, well, my anticipation of the next 3 days at the home of National Hunt Racing is gradually growing. Fantastic racing to look forward to this weekend. And for me, this really does herald that the National Hunt season has kicked into top gear.
It is. It's here. And I'll tell you what else heralds that it's here is how much rain they seem to be getting at Cheltenham. It's all a bit dry until this week, and now they've had 18 millimetres.
All right. Well, that's all good. That's all good. I mean, to be fair, we should have known that the good Lord would provide us with some rain at some stage. He's given us a nice sort of Indian summer stroke autumn, and now the rain's come. That's great. And you're going to see the likes of Venetia Williams, who's kept her powder dry during the rain-free time. So we'll see her standard kick into gear. Plus, I know Phillips Hobbs has been raving that he's needed some rain as well. So, yeah, hopefully now the superstars of the National Hunt season will show their hooves, so to speak.
Yeah, and generally, I think across the board, there's been complaints of a few smaller fields taking place now with a bit of rain. Hopefully, as you say, the top trainers will start to send out their cavalry around the place. So
they will, because there'll be some have been waiting in the wings there just to get a crack, won't there? Mm. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see. And obviously with this weekend at Cheltenham, you know, a lot of the future stars are going to be on show, aren't they?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. And news that's broken about an hour ago. We're recording on a Thursday afternoon. The cross-country chase, which was meant to be taking place this weekend, that's been moved now to January. It will take place on Festival Trials Day at the end of January.
OK, now the cross-country race, you either love it or hate it. Mm. I'm not a particular fan of it, but it does certainly fill a gap for one or two horses that are just needing a little bit of enthusiasm rekindling, or are finding life very difficult off a mark of 150 or whatever. So it certainly serves its purpose, but I think you're either a lover or a hater.
Yep.
You're either a Trump fan or you're not.
Yeah, a bit like Marmite as well, which apparently you can't get in supermarkets anymore. I don't like it, so...
Can you not? Why can't you get it anymore?
Apparently something to do with Brexit. They're always blaming Brexit.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. And it's got a lot to answer to be fair.
Yeah, and elsewhere, just a couple of bits of news from this weekend. More of that is among the 19 declarations for Saturday's Gold Cup at Cheltenham, and is the current favourite. Jonjo O'Neill was the trainer who said he needed some rain if he was going to stand any chance of running. He got that, and more of that is in the market at 9-2 at the moment for Saturday's race.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a major player. You've got one or two other interesting ones there in the shape of Double Shuffle, Azdemi, Tequil de Seal. So there's plenty in there that could be very, very interesting. But if we're to take on board what Jonjo said early part of this week, that more of that is possibly the best horse he's ever trained, and he's had some very nice ones through his hands in the past, then we've got to sit up and take notice of that. So I'm really looking forward to him making his debut of the year. I think, again, he was bitterly disappointed that we didn't see him at Carlisle the other weekend. But obviously, the horse's welfare is the main thing.
Yeah, he doesn't make too many statements like that, does he? But that's certainly one to, as you say, to sit up and take note of. And 9-2 you can get on the William Hill website at the moment. Click on the Future Races tab and some of this weekend's races are priced up there. But we're going to look at Friday, and we're going to take a look at four races from Cheltenham. And we're going to start with the 12:55, which is a handicap chase. What do we make of this one?
Well, this is a cracker. It's the Glenfarclas Veterans Handicap Chase. It's a qualifier for the final. And again, these veterans chases have become very, very popular indeed. So you've got to be 10 or over to be eligible to take part in the race. The majority of tomorrow's fields are 10 or 11 year olds. So we've got a, you know, a real interesting field for these veterans chase. Just run over a little bit over the 2.5 mile mark. And again, one or two of these coming into the race on the back of a success. Jules Royal was a readied winner the last time we saw him for the Harry Fry stable. He stayed on really well at Aintree last time out. Admittedly, over a bit further, 3 mile one trip round there. But again, it's a fairly easy 3 miles round Aintree. And he's certainly an interesting player with that win under his belt 19 days ago. The other one that's a horse that's been in good form last time out was Relt Nor, challenger from the Gordon Elliott yard. Davy Russell taking the mount on Relt Nor, and he was a winner at Down Royal. Again, he was over 2 miles. He steps up to 2.5 tomorrow. That certainly could be an interesting move for him. And the other horse that I thought could be interesting was Not Half Bad, who again was brought down the last time we saw him running. But prior to that, he'd been in good form, and he always seems to be very tough and consistent. And he could be a player as well, Not Half Bad. But I'm hoping that the top weight won't stop Jules Royal.
Yeah, Jules Royal, the selection then for Noel Feely and Harry Fry in the 12:55, the opener from Cheltenham, the race that gets us underway at the open meeting. We're moving to 35 minutes later, and it's the 1:30. It's a handicap chase, Class 2. Horses rated up to 145 here, and there are several in this field. I noticed that Johnny Ogg is taking parts, originally declared in the Gold Cup at the weekend, but going for this one instead, the 1:30 at Cheltenham. What do we make of this one?
Yeah, well, he came good last time out, didn't he, Johnny Ogg, when he beat in the King of the Worlds. That was at Stratford over 2 mile 3. This two miles should suit him. He was tried over much further last year at the festival. That obviously was not in his favour. He's a fairly tough little horse, consistent little horse. Whether he's quite good enough to land the blow off this mark of 145 remains to be seen. I should say 140, but he certainly is an interesting player, Johnny Ogg. I thought there's a couple of interesting ones here. You've got the sizing Caldico, I think that's how you're going to pronounce it, Caldico, who's having his first run for the Colin Tizard yard. These many of the sizing horses have been transferred for Harry de Bromhead to the Tizard yard, and he's certainly going to be an interesting player. Sizing Caldico tomorrow afternoon. As to is Mumbeg River, the Northern Challenger, who I thought ran very well in defeat behind Owner View at Wetherby the last time we saw him, and he certainly could well be a player tomorrow afternoon with Noel Feely doing the steering. So a competitive handicap chase, as you'd imagine, with 28 grand going to the winner, but the pin is going to fall on Sizing Caldico.
Yeah, Aidan Coleman and Colin Tizard combining for Sizing Caldico. That's in the 1:30 at Cheltenham. 10 go there, and we move on to the 2:05. Slightly smaller field, this one, just the 7. And this is a novices chase. 15 grand going to the winner here, but who's it going to be?
Well, cool blimey. We've obviously got the debut run over Fences of Barters Hill, who is a very, very impressive horse last year. He finished the season on a slightly disappointing note when he was hampered and stumbled behind, you know what I mean, Harry. That was at the Cheltenham Festival back in March. He's had a nice break since then. His form prior to that race was very, very strong indeed. And providing he can put his jumping together, he's definitely going to be an interesting player tomorrow afternoon. But you've got a very strong field to take on first time over Fences. Rock the Casbah is certainly a major player. He beat Arkelfia at Chepstow last time out. We also had one or two others behind this horse last time out. I think Flying Angel was a faller in that same race. So he could be an interesting one. Rock the Casbah, Flying Angel, as I say, fell in the same race as Rock the Casbah won. But again, I'd won prior to that. It's a Freebie was a winner on debut this season when he beat Rolling Mall. That was at Fakenham. Whether Fakenham form travels to the Cheltenham remains to be seen. But again, he's interesting. Then you've got the Inval. Again, Nicky Henderson represented here by this horse, and he ran well enough again behind Rock the Casbah at Chepstow. But again, whether he can reverse that form remains to be seen. He ran okay in defeat there. 007. I thought James Bond might have been riding this one, but not to be. Nico de Vonville takes the mount on him. He was second behind Jer's Girl at Punchestown back in April of the last year. He had some very, very strong hurdle form last year. And again, possibly not the biggest in the world, to be fair, 007. But again, he could be a player on what we saw last season over hurdles because his profile was very progressive. And Sizing Tennessee, well, again, we haven't seen that one for 238 days. And again, that was at Cheltenham back in March. And again, he disappointed on that occasion when he was a 66-1 chance. I'd be surprised if he takes a hand in the finish tomorrow. But again, he's another one that's been transferred to the Colin Tizard Yard. Aidan Coleman takes the mount. And tomorrow might not be his day, but he certainly could have his day. And I think the thing to remember about this novice's chase is 2015, more of that won it. So this could be a stepping stone for another really, really serious national hunt horse.
Yeah, fascinating race, this one. And as Pim has mentioned, take note of whichever one comes out on top in the 2:05. That's from Cheltenham on Friday. And the final race we're going to look at is the 2:40. This is the Neptune Investment Management Novices Hurdle. It's a Class 1 race and it's over the 2 miles and 5 furlongs. 9 go to post here. Again, some top trainers represented.
Oh, yeah, this is a very, very, very good novices hurdle indeed. No two ways about it here. And again, trying to find the winner is not going to be easy at all. Okay, one or two of these have got some real nice levels of form on show. Peregrine Run's been in cracking form in Native Ireland. Again, West Approach has been running really well for the Colemans. Holstone's a winner on two occasions this season. And again, he won here at Cheltenham over 3 miles in October when he beat West Approach by half a length. So that form is rock solid. Leith Hill Lad, again, Charlie Longston's horse had been in great form. He was a winner when he beat Loch Derg Leader by a length at Kempton back in October. And then you've got Pillensburg, who was a winner at Fakenham. But you'd have to think with the Fakenham form would take its chance there. And then the interesting one for me, Spirit of the Games, who ran really well in a 2.5 mile hurdle at Ayr last time out. So that was certainly interesting form from a yard that can do no wrong, that of Dan Skelton and Harry Skelton. But I'm going to take a chance with the Henderson horse here in the shape of Barden. We haven't seen him for 198 days. We last saw him when he ran at Punchestown. And I thought that was a fairly good run for him. He just lost second close home, only beaten a length and 2.5 lengths behind Woodland Opera. And I think a reproduction of that form tomorrow could well see him being a major player. But again, another very competitive race where 9 go to post and you can make a case for all bar one of them.
Yeah, another fascinating race at 2:40 at Cheltenham. Barden the selection, and hoping he goes well fresh. That's the final race we're going to look at on the Cheltenham card. There are two more after that. Don't forget you can listen and follow all of the action on William Hill Racing Radio on Friday afternoon. So the podcast will be back for Saturday. Thanks very much for listening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.